Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Another sign the proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese steelmaker might be in trouble.
Whenever an American company is taken over by an international one, the deal is reviewed by various government bodies. President Biden says the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is no exception, and he says it may even need more scrutiny than usual, even though Japan is a close ally. The Steelworkers Union says it wasn't consulted ahead of the announcement. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said he would attempt to prevent the sale over concerns about national security.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Three white Tacoma, Washington cops were acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death in custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during a 2020 encounter. A federal jury in Chicago convicted former powerful alderman Ed Burke on 13 corruption counts. Prosecutors said Burke used his political clout to pressure people into hiring his private law firm. This is ABC News. ABC's Karen Travers says U.S. and Chinese military officials had their first communication in a year and a half.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, spoke with his Chinese counterpart. According to a readout from the general's office, the two officials spoke about the importance of the U.S. and China working together to responsibly manage competition, avoid miscalculations, and maintain open and direct lines of communication. The phone call marks the first time U.S. and Chinese military leaders have spoken since July 2022. It comes after President Biden and China's President Xi met in November in San Francisco and agreed to reopen military lines of communication. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Entertainer Mariah Carey paid a Christmas time visit to the White House.
Hello, Mariah. How are you?
I'm a fan.
Vice President Harris and husband also on hand, as were the Queen of Christmas's 12-year-old twins, Monroe and Morocco. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for a mix of rain and freezing rain overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 29. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all rain tomorrow. Highs level off around 39, overcast with fog. Slight chance for drizzle with fog in spots early tomorrow night. Lows level off around 33, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 43, Saturday under overcast skies. 47, Sunday, slight chance for isolated rain showers. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 32.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
With a woman you love, you talk on
Smith. You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm
gonna... Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
98Q Country.
Through hell, it's Rodney Atkins. My name is Penrod. Got music on the way from Lainey Wilson. We'll do the brand new one from her coming up in a bit. Sammy Kershaw is on his way with a Christmas classic as well. Right now it's Chris Jansen. All I need is
track a boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. Lotto ticket with a million bucks and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win. Wailing on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey,
yeah. Country.
Play bells ring.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
At 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
latest from Lainey Wilson. It's Wildflowers and Wild Horses. So you got your Christmas shopping all done. If the iWatch Series 9 and Ultra 2 is on the list, you're not going to get it. As of yesterday, they stopped selling it due to copyright infringement. So older iWatches you can still get, but the Series 9 and the Ultra 2 no longer available because some technology, they say, Apple stole and they lost a lawsuit against it. So you can no longer get that Apple Watch. I think that was one that had like the cool heart rate stuff and all that. A little more advanced than just the heart rate. But yeah, I've got an Apple Watch. I think I got the SE or I don't know what it is. I like it though. I never thought I would, but I wear it almost every day.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home. If you go to the bar, so I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Truck bed this morning. Yeah.
pants off this time.
Hardy. So you remember Jeffrey Epstein? He was in the news not too long ago. Still back in the news every once in a while. He's the one that didn't kill himself or killed himself. I'm not sure what the story is, but there is apparently a document that has about 170 names on it that is linked to the pedophile fraudster Jeffrey Epstein, and people are fighting to get it made public. Do you think it should be? Who do you think is on that list? I think it should be made public, you know. I mean, it's going to fizzle out in a week anyway, but I think it should be made public.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158. Or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wy.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for a mix of rain and freezing rain overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 29. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all rain tomorrow. Highs level off around 39, overcast with fog. Slight chance for drizzle with fog in spots early tomorrow night. Lows level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 43. Saturday under overcast skies. 47 Sunday. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 32.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? Only one.
What I'm wanting.
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
About all my crazy dreams. Got
Cody Johnson and the painter. How long is Cody Johnson going to be around? You think he'll be around as long as Willie Nelson? Well, that Paramount Plus show, his lyrics, his life, his legacy, Willie Nelson and family. The reviews are out, and people say there's some big bombshells in it. He talks about affairs, a fork fight with his first wife, suicide attempts, bankruptcy struggle, and a whole lot more. So if you're sitting around maybe on a couple vacation days this holiday season, that might be one you want to check out. Willie Nelson, it's on Paramount Plus. John Party's on the way.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Thank you.
listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Just fine, dandy.
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rain before the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain,